So I came across a little article. Let's see, I can't remember what it was. Oh, National Post, that's where it was. Here's the headline. Proponents of religious faith in public life in Canada tend to be younger, more highly educated, and more likely to have voted Liberal, which is astounding to me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're sort of bent that way, except for the younger part. But so this is the new survey
that?
That's out.
What? I didn't hear what you said. What was that?
Okay, Grandpa Simpson. So this is the National Post this week, this thing. So apparently evangelicals and older conservative religious folks are no longer running the show when it comes to the role religion plays in public issues like healthcare, social services, and education. And the Angus Reid Institute, the folks behind all of this stuff, and of course Dr. Angus Reid, I mean, he is Canada's pollster. Dr. Reid, you've been Canada's pollster since, what, 1832 or something? I mean, it's been a long time, man.
Starting to feel like that.
Jeez.
It's been a few decades.
Yeah. Well, good to have you back on the show. All right, so fill in some blanks for us in here. What am I not getting? Because it's kind of a weird thing to think that the evangelicals and the older conservative religious types no longer are running the show when it comes to the role religion plays in public issues like healthcare, social services, and education. I don't get it.
Okay, look, we can put it this way. When you look at religion in Canada, we've done lots of surveys on this. You've got about 20% of Canadians who are what we call religiously committed. And I'm sure many of them are listening to your program. They are people who go to church on a regular basis, who believe in God and afterlife, and many of the other things, even if they're Christians, Muslims, Jews, whatever, that come with a religious commitment. This survey, though, wasn't there to look at people's personal religious faith. It was to look instead at what role people thought was legitimate for religion to play in the Canadian public square. In other words, is it okay having freedom of a religion? Do you accept or reject the idea we've got religious diversity in the country? Do you think that that children who receive religious training and education come out of that with better values? Do you believe that religion contributes to a civic society or not? So we asked a whole range of questions with our partners from Cartas on religion in public life. What we found is that there's a tremendous number of people who may not be personally religious themselves, but who have a deep and abiding respect for the role that religion plays. And indeed, if I can get, you know, I think the simplest number here is that, well, 20% of Canadians are religiously committed. About 40%, and when you leave Quebec off the equation, it moves to 42 or 43%, are actual proponents of an active role for religion in public life. Now, look at on the other side of the coin, there's about a third of Canadians who opt for uber secularization. They want religion taken out of everywhere, no prayer anywhere, no religious symbols anywhere. But that group, which frankly gets a lot of attention from the mainstream media, is actually only about a third of Canadians. And so, you know, there's an important difference here between whether I myself am religious and whether I respect the fact that religion is playing a role in Canadian society. And you got to understand that subtle difference because it's really what this survey was all about.
Okay, Dr. Angus Reid on the line, chairman of Angus Reid Institute. Dr. Reid, in my thinking, the loudest voice represented within the religious world has typically come from sort of the uber evangelical Charles McVitie type. And I want to know from you, do you think the time has finally come, according to numbers and statistics and surveys and all the data that you've pored over, do you think we're finally at a time now where those voices we're ignoring them now? They just don't matter as much as they used to.
Yeah, well, I think even the term evangelical, even though I'm a Christian, etc., because of the American influence and the American view and all of the crackpots we've had in America associated with so-called evangelical thought,
yeah.
I think the very word has become somewhat toxic. But I think what we're seeing in a more now religiously diverse society, given what's happened with immigration, et cetera, we're seeing people come to terms on a much different basis with the fact that religion and religious diversity plays an important role in Canadian society. And it's just that simple. I may be an atheist, but I can still look back and say, you know, gee, religions and churches are doing a great job in social services, running homes for seniors, contributing to positive values, etc. So, you know, for the oxygen all to be taken away by the uber evangelical guys is, I think, counterproductive. And I think that, frankly, for those looking for a more active role of religion in public life, those voices need to be muted. The voices of the, you know, uber Catholic clergy have already been muted for a variety of reasons. But into that vacuum, there's a lot of Canadians who, in fact, are very much pro religion in terms of its role in Canada.
Okay, so there have been many, especially those within the sort of the atheistic scientific community. I don't know if I'm using the terms correctly here, but my point is there are many out there that have been saying for the last number of years that the role of religion in society is waning. Religion is dead. God is dead. But your numbers are saying the opposite.
Yeah, our numbers, in fact, are saying the opposite. Our numbers are saying that not only is God is dead, the number of atheists in Canada is about 20%, so let's put everything into context here.
Yeah.
But when we talk about should there be an active role for religion in public life, should we encourage religious groups to be involved in education and social service and social justice issues and things like that, the answer is yes. Hmm. And so and some of this cuts right into questions of religious freedom, because equally disturbing, I wouldn't say equally concerning, but of great concern in the survey we did, is the third of Canadians who actually don't think that religious freedom is all that important in Canadian society. I mean, there is a battle going on, let's face it. But that battle is not necessarily between the evangelicals on the one hand and the uber secularists on the other. The battle is more intensely about whether or not this is going to be a society that respects religion and respects religious diversity. And I think what we find is there's an important dug-in camp of surprising characteristics that says, no, let's allow religion to flourish in Canada.
Yeah. Final question for Dr. Angus Reid, chairman of Angus Reid Institute. Of course, the website is angusreid.org. Maybe in the last number of years that you've been doing this, I don't even know how to narrow that down, because you're the stats guy, man. I mean, you're the man.
Yeah, right.
What have been the top three turn your head stats that you've seen in the last few years that pertain to spiritual or religious stuff? The top two or three turn your head stats that you've seen in the last few years that have anything to do with spiritual or religious stuff.
Okay, the first, by far and away, we did the largest ever survey on prayer in Canada. 80% of Canadians pray at some point. Even people who otherwise aren't even sure about the existence of God pray. And I view that as a very important kind of canary in the coal mine about what's really going on in our country, because this widespread acceptance of prayer and practice of prayer, I think, is one of the most fundamental building blocks of our society. So that's number one. Number two is the overwhelming attachment to religion, to faith, to God, et cetera, on the part of the hundreds of thousands of immigrants that are coming into Canadian society and remaking the society. Mm-hmm. Now, it's much more diverse than it was just in a Christian world, but the extent to which those individuals all sort of are arm in arm is quite remarkable. And finally, I think that, you know, just looking at the survey we just completed, this, you know, we are going to have, at some point, this percolate up to the political world. Right now, we've had religion, you know, we've had guys like Trudeau that had his attestation policy and other, here we have a governor general that's been attacking people who believe in God. I mean, I think there's a political judgment day for some of these people, because I really believe that there is a large group of Canadians that are sick and tired of being pushed into the corner by this sort of Dutch style, and I don't say that with any criticism of the Dutch people, but this European style of what I call uber secularization, mm-hmm. which is certainly not the mainstream view in this country.
That was an amazing conversation. I really appreciate what you do and how you do it. Dr. Angus Reid, chairman of the Angus Reid Institute, angusreid.org. Sir, thank you again for your time.
It was fun. Thanks a lot.
Take care. What a great way to close the show. That's a closer right there.
Yeah, baby.
What was that Blue Jays closer? Dave Steeb. Was he a closer?
Yeah, Tom Hankey. Yep. Roberto Osuno until he did something.
I'll stop listening.
All right.
Listen, thank you for joining us today. That was 4 hours of craziness. We're going to do it all again next Saturday, 1 to 5. We are in season 16 of the Drew Marshall Show.